Listen to the voices of our world.
The wording is so deceptive that you think you're voting for civil rights when really you're voting to destroy these affirmative action programs that have helped women and minorities open doors and walk through those doors.
Cycle after cycle, the voters feel themselves bound to go into the polling booth and simply cast a vote for the lesser of two evils.
These initiatives are called civil rights initiatives, but they're not. They're really anti-civil rights initiatives.
Same room, but everything's different. You can fight the sleep, but not the dream.
Welcome to Voices of Our World, a presentation of this station and Mary Knoll. I'm your host, Eileen Bott. Well, tis the season, and I don't mean Christmas. We're in the midst of that every 4 year happening. Both a blessing and a curse. This is an election year. A curse? Because you will be barraged by those ads that will proffer promises which will prove impossible to keep and that will try to get you to believe the absolute worst of each opponent. The stakes, of course, are high, and the stooping can go very low. One attack ad in 2002, run by Republican Saxby Chambliss against the re-election of Democratic Georgia Senator, Vietnam vet, and triple amputee Max Cleland, questioned the Silver Star recipient's patriotism. The ad won, and Cleland lost that election. The blessing part of each election year is that this is your moment to exercise the power of your vote. And hopefully your brain, as you dial out those ads, do your homework and make an educated choice none of us will live to regret. Listen today to the thoughts of one candidate on how our country could be better run, and then hear about a legislative initiative that may make it this fall to voting booths in Arizona, Colorado, Missouri, Nebraska, and Oklahoma that uses language to confuse voters as to its real purpose. Stay with us today, and you'll hear from Libertarian presidential candidate and former Georgia Congressman Bob Barr and Ms. Magazine executive editor Catherine Spiller. I'm Eileen Bott, and I approved this message. This is Voices of Our World.
Because you never know what life is going to take you, and you can't change where you've been. But today, I have the opportunity to choose.
Make no mistake. All politics and all politicians are about winning first. Our candidates are guided and misguided by flotillas of well-financed advisors who tell them what they need to say and how they need to say it. Now, though you wouldn't know it, we do have other political parties in the U.S. besides the Republican and Democratic parties, and there are other candidates running other than those two names you know. Now, listen to this description. Favors minimally regulated, laissez-faire markets, strong civil liberties, minimally regulated migration across borders, non-interventionism in foreign policy, and respects freedom of trade and travel to all foreign countries. If you like the sound of all that, you, my friend, may be a libertarian. The party was founded in 1971 and is the third largest party in the U.S. in terms of registered members. While it is highly unlikely that their candidate this year, former Georgia Congressman Bob Barr, will win the presidency, okay, statistically probably impossible, but at this point, no matter that he and the eternal Ralph Nader may both have some very good ideas to present, they probably will once again be denied inclusion in the debates. Barr's party already held its convention without using a single taxpayer dollar for support. On the economy, Barr would reduce federal spending only to legitimate government functions as set by the Constitution. On the Iraq War, every day the occupation continues without a withdrawal plan is a day that more American blood and treasure, $400 million a day, is needlessly wasted. On racism and equality, government laws should respect each person as an individual and treat them equally as such. Bob Barr served as a Republican Georgia congressman from 1995 to 2003. As we introduce our first guest, I want to assure you we are inviting Senators John McCain, Barack Obama, and Ralph Nader to also join us on Voices of Our World, and we await their replies. And now here's our Kathy Golden with Libertarian presidential candidate Bob Barr.
Welcome to Voices of Our World. I did catch you on The Daily Show. My, but you are branching out, aren't you?
Well, there are a lot of people to reach out there in a very short period of time, so we're trying to reach as many of those potential voters as possible. One of the benefits of running with the Libertarian Party and as a Libertarian Party's nominee is that it gives a great deal of, shall we say, gravitas and credibility to my effort. And I do not intend to fade away regardless of what happens on November 4th. I plan on being out there for many years arguing my positions and the positions in the Libertarian Party to increase liberty and decrease government power in America.
PR-wise, it would appear to me that many of the positions you take and libertarians take and are known for appeal to both Democrats and Republicans. So if they have any confusion about where they want to turn to, they may, in fact, turn to some of the very logical, good information you've put out there.
I think it's very important to let the American electorate, the citizens of the United States, know that they do not need to continue to feel themselves held captive by the artificial status quo parties, that is, the Republican and Democrat parties, that constrains the debate on these issues and severely constrains and limits the choices available to the American voter. Cycle after cycle, the voters feel themselves bound to go into the polling booth and simply cast a vote for the lesser of two evils, either the big government candidate or the really big government candidate. And it's important this cycle to take advantage of the very deep-rooted dissatisfaction on the part of the American people, justifiable, with not just the current president, but the system that has given us the lack of leadership in Washington. And presenting to the American people not just Bob Barr's candidacy, but the Libertarian Party as a vehicle to attract disaffected Republican voters, disaffected Democrat voters who subscribe to and support our work on civil liberties, for example, and the whole group of new young voters out there that are not wedded to the two-party system like their parents and grandparents, I think gives us a tremendous historic opportunity to really affect some deep changes in our electoral system this year.
The last 7.5 years, just about, we have had certain incursions into our liberties as citizens of this country. I'm speaking about the abuse of the FISA law and other applications like that. I was wondering what you felt on that subject.
Not only has the Republican Party veered sharply away from its historic roots of smaller government from an economic and fiscal standpoint with the huge increases in federal spending under President Bush and the Republican Congress that he had for his first 6 years in office, but even more importantly, the Republican Party has veered away from its former emphasis on individual liberty and a government of limited powers. The Republican Party of the 21st century is a party that emphasizes not individual liberty, but government power. And we see this no more clearly illustrated than in the example that you just cited, and that is the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act violations by the current administration, which believes that it has the power and should have the power to electronically surveil American citizens without any court orders, without any showing that there is a cause or reason to believe that they are communicating with terrorists or engaging in any criminal activity.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Libertarian presidential candidate and former Georgia Congressman Bob Barr. This is Voices of Our World.
Simply the fact that an American or an American citizen in this country decides to call or to send an email to somebody overseas is sufficient in this administration's eyes to warrant electronic surveillance. That is wrong. It is violative of the Fourth Amendment. It is violative of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, yet this administration apparently continues to engage in it. We also see this notion of unfettered executive branch power in this administration's philosophy that habeas corpus is no longer an important underpinning of liberty and freedom in our judicial system in this country.
Right. And so that brings me to ask you, I don't know what has driven the Republican Party so far in this direction, the unitary executive and all that, but Americans, all good, excellent people out there, are co-conspirators in that when you push that patriot or fear button, it still works.
It does, and it causes people to make irrational, uneducated decisions. I think it was Edmund Burke who noted back in the 18th century, the middle of the 18th century, that there is nothing, and I'm paraphrasing, but he said there is nothing that so deprives the human mind of its ability to rationalize and to act rationally as fear. And John Adams, our second president, noted also that fear underlies most governments and most government powers. This administration recognizes that the fear of another 9/11 attack can be used as a justification to cause many Americans to do things that in more rational, quieter times they would never dream of allowing the government to do, such as electronically surveilling American citizens in their own country without a court order. But we see this happening time and again. And removing that is going to take a great deal of education, because a lot of this is born of constitutional ignorance. People are no longer educated the way they used to be on such concepts as separation of powers and a government of limited powers and respect for the rule of law. So we need to help, we need to certainly re-educate the American people as to these constitutional concepts and principles. And it takes a lot of work to do that, but it's a fundamental task and underpinning of the Libertarian Party and of my candidacy for the presidency. Our website, if I could note our website, emphasizes these issues as well, bobbarr2008.com. And there are issues that the two major parties don't talk about. They may touch on them peripherally from time to time, but it takes more than just touching on these issues peripherally. They need to be front and center of any presidential campaign, because they define the relationship between people and their government, and they need to be discussed not just tangentially, but front and center. I mean, when you have, as you just indicated a moment ago, the Attorney General of the United States appearing before the Senate of the United States, I think this was early 2007, and basically saying habeas corpus is no longer important, and the American people aren't up in arms about it, it illustrates the depth of the problem that we face in educating people as to these issues.
Yes, indeed. I want to wish you the best of luck, candidate and Congressman Bob Barr.
And I appreciate you all providing an opportunity through Voices of Our World to help educate the American people as to these issues.
Thank you, Congressman Bob Barr.
It's an election year, and we're going to be served up a lot of untruths about candidates and proposed legislation. The question is, how gullible are we?
On this or any topic, get radioactive and tell us what you think. Email us at radio@marynoll.org or go to our website, www.voicesofourworld.org. Just click on Contact Us. You can call us at 877-MARY-KNOLL, MARYKNOLL, or dial 877-627-9566. You're listening to Voices of Our World. And every day.